Here is a diagram depicting the arrangement of the stones at the Stonehenge in Britain. Basically, there are several parts to it. There is this circular ditch. Here's the scale. This here corresponds to a distance of about 50 meters. Then inside the ditch, there is a bank. Then here there are so-called Aubrey holes which presumably housed initially wooden posts. And then in the center, there is this arrangement of large stones in the form of a horseshoe. And here is a diagram that depicts how they are arranged. Now, outside, at this point here, is so-called heelstone. And the point is that when you observe the sunrise on the day of summer solstice, the first day of summer, from the point inside this horseshoe, you see the sun rising right above the heelstone. Okay? So clearly, there are some astronomical directions in this arrangement of stones. But the true purpose of Stonehenge we'll probably never know. It was built by Druids who populated the British Isles at that time. And a little bit was learned by the Romans once they invaded the British Isles, but they could not quite grasp the meaning of their rituals. And it's understandable because there was a cultural difference. You know, whenever two cultures meet, there's a problem in communicating. So there are some writings Roman history that describe perhaps the purpose of these things. There are also some elements that touch upon this in the early Scandinavian poetry. But we really will never know the true purpose of these things. Nowadays, people think that it was probably a temple of a sort whose main purpose was to heal people. Why? Because in the surrounding area, they excavated human remains, the skeletons of people who were buried in this area here, and it was noted that their skeletons often had traumas, that is, broken bones, certain deformities, so on and so forth. So now, so-called archaeoastronomers think that basically the main purpose of this construction was as a healing place. But we'll never know the true purpose of it.